This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Everybody, my name is Zoe, and I'm your host for Green Talks, a weekly talk show where we talk about some of the initiatives that have been funded by the Student Sustainability Council, and that is an organization that is supported by an environmental stewardship fee, which all students pay each semester to support some great projects. And this is our new time, Wednesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. If you listened last year, and that was 2018 fall semester, that was on Tuesdays, but this is our new time, so make sure you tune in from 4 to 5 p.m. Today, I am joined by some UK students. We're going to be talking about their attitudes about sustainability initiatives on campus, kind of how they feel and their perspectives on that. Usually, if you're a fan of the show, we talk about some of the specific projects that we do here on campus, and we're going to get to more of that later in the semester. But for right now, I kind of want to get a feel on the pulse of the university and how people are feeling. And so I asked some of my friends to come on and tell me how they feel about sustainability. So welcome, everybody. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, my name is Sarah Rastader, and I'm a junior here at UK.
I'm Jasmine, and I'm a junior here at UK.
And I'm Xander, and I'm a senior.
Okay, cool. So what are you guys studying here?
I'm international studies and Arabic and Islamic studies, and I'm minoring in Spanish.
I'm studying neuroscience.
And I do economics and political science.
Cool. Well, that seems like it kind of spans across the board in terms of majors. So are you guys involved in any student organizations? They don't have to be sustainability or, you know, anything like that, but just some things that you guys like doing around campus.
I'm director of a women's leadership program called Empower. Super cool club on campus. I'm also promotions officer for the Society of International Studies, and I'm an arts and science ambassador.
I used to do Dance Blue my past 2 years, and I'm the president of NeuroSci right now, which is a neuroscience honors society.
And I'm the president of our mock trial team here.
You guys are some campus leaders. That's awesome. Sarah, it sounds like you're involved in some organizations working with feminism and women. Jasmine, sounds like you're doing some science stuff, which is kind of cool. I'm not really a science person, so that is cool to me. And Xander, you're doing all kinds of cool stuff with things I don't understand. So
we love the law.
You guys, do you have any things that you're involved with, or even things that you may not be part of that you've just seen on campus in terms of like sustainability organizations or anything like that?
I personally think the Student Sustainability Council is really important. Yeah, I mean, it's something that like I think is like important and interesting, but I've just never really gotten involved in it for whatever reason.
I know that UK does Big Blue Pantry, which I'm not involved with, but I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
A few years, I think it was like last year or so, I was involved in one of the student sustainability programs where we were doing surveying for plastic bags and seeing if we could get people to use reusable bags instead. But that's really, I think, the extent of my involvement with the SSC.
Yeah, so Jasmine mentioned Big Blue Pantry, which, for those of you who may not be familiar, is a program on campus aimed at reducing hunger, so all UK students can access that, and you can learn more about that on the website. But there's also the Student Sustainability Council, which Sarah and Xander both mentioned, and that's an organization that funds student projects or faculty or staff, like we mentioned, and that's a really great resource. We're going to have a show next week to talk more about some great ways to write proposals, but as Xander mentioned, he was part of a program, so was I. Sarah, you did that too, right?
Which one?
The plastic bags.
Yes, where we did the recording at
the Wildcat Pantry.
Yeah,
we went to Wildcat Pantry, and we were taking note of like consumer behavior kind of related to that. That was really cool. I liked that project.
Yeah, it was nice. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so would you guys say that you are involved with sustainability, or is something that you're like interested in but you haven't really gotten a chance to get involved?
I would definitely say the latter for me. I try and be as eco-friendly as possible just in my everyday life. But as far as campus involvement, not so much for me.
Yeah, I would say that for me, I'm definitely involved in sustainability in the sense that I do things that are more everyday, like things that we've learned in elementary school, like turn off your water when you brush your teeth or recycle or stuff like that. But in terms of like big steps, like having an electric car or having solar panels, I'm not really into that. But in terms of everyday stuff, I definitely do that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm on the same page here. I mean, like, I try to stay sustainable in my personal life, and I try to recycle and not be wasteful, but in terms of engagement with the UK sustainability community and sustainability initiatives, I don't have a lot of it myself.
I would say that that seems to be kind of a common theme with a lot of people I've talked to. Like, they're interested in the issues, but they don't really know where to start. Mm-hmm. And so that's another theme that we're going to be touching on throughout the semester is, if you're interested in sustainability, but you don't know how to get involved, there's a ton of resources available. And we, you know, if you're a frequent listener of the show, you might have heard about some of the student impact that comes from some of these projects. But if you're ever interested in coming to an SSC meeting, that's also a great way to find out more. Okay, so how important is it to you to, like, be involved in sustainability? Like, do you guys think that your personal actions, whether it's, like, recycling or things like that, like, make a difference?
It never really seems like it, but, I mean, I think anything counts, you know. It's, like, better than, you know, like, using a reusable water bottle is better than adding that one, you know, plastic water bottle that you'd use anyway. So, I mean, even if it doesn't feel like it's making a big impact, I mean, it definitely is. And then, you know, you can, like, I guess get other people on this in the same boat, and then, you know, that just kind of grows.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Sarah. I feel like on an individual level, it might not seem like that much of a difference, but if you get a bunch of other people to do it, and if it becomes more of a collective thing, then it definitely will make an impact.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, your actions are just one grain of sand on the entire beach. But mm-hmm. if we don't all do something, if we don't all contribute, we're not going to ever have a beach. It's just going to be a small pile of sand.
What a metaphor.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm taking a writing class this year.
That's great. Yeah, I definitely have felt that too. Like, it can be very overwhelming to feel like, well, like, why should I separate my trash into the recycling and then, like, do all this extra work? It doesn't even matter. We're all dying of climate change.
Yeah.
No, we're not. Keep listening to the show. We're going to fix that problem. But, you know, it is important for us to do those things in our daily lives. And, you know, you think about the turtles. Don't choke a turtle. Like,
please
cut up your little things. What are they called?
The rings.
The chokers.
The plastic rings.
The chokers. Yeah. The rings of the, you know, even if you just do that, you could save one turtle, and you don't want to be a turtle murderer. So mm-hmm. that's a really, you know, that's one small thing you can do. Okay, so which sustainability issues would you guys say you care about the most? You can pick more than one, but something that, like, means a lot to you. Jasmine, I think I can guess yours. But
something about animals?
Yeah. Jasmine's yeah. wearing a shirt right now that says, adopt, y'all.
But yeah, like, I definitely think that animal conservation, stuff like that, is probably the most important issue to me regarding sustainability, because a lot of actions that we take as people have been definitely harming animals, such as, like, climate change or, like, deforestation. Like, for example, in, I can't remember where, but there's been a lot of deforestation of orangutan habitats for palm oil plantations, which is incredibly awful, and so they've been losing a lot of habitats because of that.
You went to Costa Rica, right?
Yeah, I did.
Did you guys talk about that at all?
No, we talk mainly more about, like, the tourist aspect of it, not really animal conservation, mm-hmm. more of, like, the tourism aspect of it.
Sarah, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was just going to say deforestation. That's always, like, on the forefront of my mind when I think of, like, conservation and being eco-friendly. Like, especially, like, you know, a lot of classes are going paperless, you know, everything's online. I think that's really helpful. I'm also really big on, like, lowering fossil fuel consumption. I think that's really important to, like, you know, ozone layer and, you know, climate change, everything like that. Try to, you know, turn off the lights when I can and things like that.
Cool. What about you, Xander?
I think the thing that always sticks out for me when it comes to, like, environmental sustainability is always climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, that's happening quickly, and if we don't do something about it soon, we're going to be in a really bad spot. And it's such a huge thing globally, that just kind of stands out to me the most out of all of them. And I feel like it's probably the one that we talk about the most when we do talk about being sustainable. It's how do we stop climate change?
Yeah. I think the other thing about that too is it's like a less tangible thing. Like if you're looking at something like deforestation, you can look at a video of like trees being plowed down and you're like, oh no, trees. Yeah. But climate change has so many effects. And we've talked about a lot of that. Like we talked about it in like, I would say almost every episode from, if you guys remember the Haiti Orphanage Project, if you don't, that was a really great episode and I would go back and listen to it. But we were talking a little bit about how, even though you might not think of something like building an orphanage as being a super environmental project, reusing those buildings can be a great way to reduce your emissions. And then also that a lot of the developing world is dealing with issues that are resulting from climate change, which has largely been caused by industrialized nations. So that's a really good one. I guess kind of, you know, going off of that, how much effort do you think that UK puts into different issues? So I have a list of them here. But if you guys have any that you want to point out initially that you've like seen on campus, you could start with that.
My personal favorite is the like the water bottle refilling stations, especially how they have like the numbers of like plastic water bottles that have been, I guess, reduced by using the refillable stations. I think that's a really good way to like get, you know, students to start using reusable water bottles or at least refilling a plastic water bottle, I guess. I think that's a really good effort that UK has put in.
That project was partially funded by the University of Kentucky Student Sustainability Council. That's a bit of a plug, but you guys will see those stickers sometimes, like on the water fountain things. So look out for that. It's not on all of them, but a lot of them. Okay, what else?
I mean, obviously, I think the most visible thing is the recycling cans that are just on campus next to all the trash cans, which is important and good. And a lot of times I'll find it in Whitehall, like I think there's a lot of hallways where there are recycling bins, but no trash cans. Yeah. So we're very committed to that. But beyond that, I don't notice a lot of what UK does for sustainability, because I do think a lot of it happens in ways that it's more behind the scenes and administrative side, I feel like, where students don't see it. And so I don't know what's going on that side of things to know how sustainable UK is being. But I feel like a lot of what UK has to do to be sustainable has to happen in that area, in that region of it, because there's only so much that we can do on campus physically.
Right.
But UK still relies on a whole bunch of other services and resources outside of that that all need to be equally sustainable.
That's a good point. I think with the recycling thing, that you made me think of this with the only one can in Whitehall. I think education is a big part of that too. I know, so I was talking to Joanna Ashford, who is involved with recycling at UK, and she was saying that a lot of people don't realize what can be put into the recycling and what can be put into the trash. And we all think to ourselves, like, we want to recycle, like, we want to help the environment and stuff, but putting things that aren't supposed to be in the recycling into the recycling can also be bad. And I did a project with some students when I went to one of the events that Joanna actually was working, and they were like, you know, maybe like eight, around that age. And I was like, what can go into the recycling? And a lot of them didn't know. And I realized I didn't know all of them either. So that's like something that's kind of interesting. Yeah. What were you say, Sarah?
I just realized when Xander started talking about, like, you know, it's a lot of the sustainability efforts are behind the scenes. I mean, UK has the LEED certified buildings, I'm pretty sure, the science building. And I mean, like, just the fact that they have, you know, buildings that are so, like, eco-friendly that, or, you know, like, have, like, low energy, like, or low energy efficiency or high energy efficiency, I guess. The efficiency is so good that they are winning awards for it. So I think that's a really good effort that they're putting in that, you know, isn't as obvious, you know, just walking around campus.
Okay, we are going to talk about some more of UK's sustainability initiatives and some more student views when we come back from this quick break. Hey, everybody, we are back. Okay. Xander just dropped his microphone.
It's all right. It still works.
We're having technical difficulties. Anyway, so we're back. This is Green Talks. I promise we're usually competent. So we've been talking.
I'm new here.
We've been talking with some UK students about kind of their views on sustainability and the ways that they've seen UK be dedicated to that. But we were just getting into that topic. So we're going to talk about that some more. Xander and Sarah were both just talking about like things that they've seen like that are visible, things like, you know, trash cans and also recycling bins, but then other things that are happening more behind the scenes. So we talked about trash and recycling. I wanted to talk about a few other topics. So the next one would be things like food waste. I know, like, Sarah and Jasmine and I lived together last year, and we lived in, like, close by each other, and we would always go to the dining halls. How do you guys think that that, like, affects food waste and, like, the way that UK deals with that food?
That's a really good question.
Do they just throw away the food?
So some of it is actually, there's an organization called Campus Kitchens, and they, a lot of times, they'll take the stuff that hasn't been used, like things like lettuce and things like that, and they will create meals, which they then take to like retirement homes and elementary schools where there's food insecure folks that could really benefit from that. So that's one great way that they're reducing food waste, and they're also helping with hunger at the same time, which is awesome. But yeah, I think it's interesting because, you know, they're trying more and more to source locally and use local foods. But I think, as with anything else, we have a ways to go. But hopefully we're on the right direction.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I was just going to say that one thing that they could do with food waste could be like composting or something like that.
Yeah. I remember I was like learning about some of that when we went to Aishi, which we talked to some people who went to Aishi last semester, but there's a lot of schools that are doing some really cool things with how they deal with food waste. Mm-hmm. Xander, did you have something to say about that into your fallen microphone?
I mean, I think I remember, I haven't lived on campus in a few years, but when I was a freshman, I used to go to the dining halls all the time. And if I remember correctly, they did encourage us to not take more than we needed. I remember there used to be little, like, placards that would sit on the tables, and they would be like, they would say things like that were sustainability oriented, although it's so long ago now that I can't really remember what exactly they said. But I do believe it was in some way focused on not being wasteful at the time. But of course, there's always going to be waste in that kind of a large setting where the food's just made to sit out there and we hope someone takes it. And then at the end of the day, there's going to be something left over.
Yeah, they have done some cool stuff, like especially in the actual dining halls. They don't use straws. So that's one of the, I think they don't use plastic straws. And then they also have those reusable to-go containers so you can take your food with you, like Jasmine would do that a lot.
Stop. I know what you're thinking about.
Should we tell the listeners?
Sure, if you want. I don't
care.
You
can tell them.
I took like 5 baked potatoes home in one of those containers once.
And so if you think about it, Jasmine's a hero of food waste prevention. Okay, so we talked a little bit about the dining halls, and they've done a lot to reduce plastic. So like if you go there, they have like reusable like silverware, and there's a lot of schools that have like styrofoam takeaway boxes. So it's cool that UK is doing that. All right, what about climate change? We talked about that a little bit earlier.
Oh boy.
We got to save those polar bears.
Yep, that is true. It's just, I don't know. I think it takes changing an entire culture to be able to really make big strides in climate change. And I mean, you know, that's like, that can happen through legislation, but also just like, you know, letting people know like how important it is to be eco-friendly and to, you know, make sustainability efforts. And I mean, once we like change the culture of the campus, the city, the country, you know, et cetera, I think that will greatly benefit the situation of climate change.
Yeah. One of the other things the UK we're working towards is divestment, which, like, I don't know if everybody, this is kind of another, like, behind-the-scenes thing, but one of the ways that UK manages their money is through investments and things like that. And so there's groups of students and people who are working towards transitioning some of those investments to make sure that they're in portfolios that are more friendly to the environment, things like renewable energy and things like that. So I think that's cool that that's a movement that's kind of growing among students as well. So what about like renewable energy? None of us are in the engineering program, which is kind of a bummer, but they're doing some cool stuff over there. Do you guys have any experience with that? If not, it's
no,
okay.
Yeah. No, I'm not very experienced with renewable energy, honestly.
The only thing I can think of is I know that UK used to, and I think they probably still do, the engineering department does this solar car competition every year.
Oh, yeah, that's funded by the SSC.
There you go. Plug for you. I know that I've never seen, like, a built model, but, like, I've seen people who were involved in it before, and they always said it was a lot of fun. And I know that that's, like, a way that people are trying to integrate, like, renewable energy and solar power and stuff like that in new solutions that might one day actually end up being real cars that people can drive and stuff.
Yeah. So the solar car people have come to the SSC, and we've been able to support them with funding for a few years. And I've seen, like, pictures of their car and stuff, and it's so cool. Like, they've done an amazing job. It's a really cool-looking car. If you guys haven't seen that, it should be available somewhere on the internet. But, yeah, that's another example of a project that we helped to support. And I think a lot of people don't think about the fact that sustainability touches so many things. So, like, even if you're not somebody who's like, I'm a sustainability expert, that's a really cool way to do that. So, Jasmine, how do you think UK has addressed, like, animal issues? Maybe, like, animal rights or kind of helping with conservation?
Honestly, I don't really know if they really are. I mean, I'm really interested in that kind of stuff, but I've never really seeked it out at UK itself. So honestly, I'm not entirely sure. Do you know if they have any?
I'm not sure. If you guys have, like, by the way, while we're talking about these things, if any listeners have any comments that they'd like to make, or maybe we're totally missing something that's, like, a really big initiative, you guys can always call in. And the number for WRFL is 859-257-9735. So that's 859-257-WRFL. So 9735. And we can talk about that. But we're going to keep talking to our friends here. So sustainable sourcing is another one. I think that that's kind of a complex issue. Aramark does our dining, and they've done some stuff with that, like we said, using sort of reusable stuff. Do you guys have any other topics you've kind of, like, noticed UK doing a good job about? They have done a lot of stuff. This is
We've talked about several things. I mean, yeah, we've hit all the big ones.
The LEED building is a big deal. Like, student center, which we're in the student center right now because that's where the WRFL studio is. And I was here really late last night, and one of the hallways, like, the lights went out, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's supposed to happen. And I asked somebody, and they were like, yeah, that happens when there's nobody walking there to conserve energy. And it's a lot of those little things that can, like, kind of make a big difference.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Okay. So, to you guys, how important would you say it is that UK is, like, a leader in sustainability and environmentalism? Like, somebody who's on a school that's on the cutting edge of, you know, making that change?
I feel like that's definitely important because I feel like UK is probably the most popular and prominent college in Kentucky that people think of when they think of the state of Kentucky. So if UK definitely takes initiative to do to have organizations that are focused on sustainability and stuff like that, then other schools in Kentucky, I feel like, definitely will follow in their footsteps.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And I think that, you know, especially being a large research university, the fact that we have these LEED buildings and that we're doing other efforts to be more sustainable, that's going to make a big impact because, you know, we cover a large amount of space and that's going to greatly reduce the amount of energy that we consume.
Yeah. I mean, UK is a huge school, and so if we can put top-down changes in place here, that affects the way that, we have 30,000-some students here, I think, if you count the grad students.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
That affects the way that 30,000 people are using electricity and resources and sustainable practices that all of us sort of can contribute to in some sense. And so it's very important that the UK, from the top down, we try to do these sort of things where we keep the whole campus sustainable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, well, one last question for you guys. If you were interested in being part of a sustainability project or group, do you think you guys would know where to start?
BB Involved is a great place to look up campus involvement, you know, clubs, things like that. And I'm sure you could look up, you know, sustainability, something like that on BB Involved. But I think that's a great place to go to start, just if you have, you know, a broad interest.
I might have to do that, Sarah, because I wouldn't know where to start.
I mean, my best guess, would just from knowing you, would be to go to the SSC, but I don't even know what kind of initiatives there are at the SSC for people trying to start new things.
Yeah. Well, one good thing to do is listen to Green Talks on WRFL Lexington, because we talk about cool stuff all the time. But yeah, going to an SSC meeting because they're open to the public is a really great way, because everybody on the council comes from a different background, but we're all involved with sustainability in some way. And so there's always going to be, because if you're like, you come in and you're like, I really want to save Arctic foxes. Like, that's my whole passion. There will probably be somebody in that room who can like connect you with somebody to do that. So that's a good way, I think, that I would get involved. There's also Green Thumb, which is like an organization of lots of different kind of environmental focused groups. And yeah, you can find out more about that if you, you know, just Google it. But yeah, those are some good. The BB Involved is a really good insight.
Sarah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you guys have any kind of final thoughts about what we talked about today, sustainability in general, or what your experience has been like with that?
I feel like I kind of mentioned this earlier, but I think the biggest thing that we can do as students is change the culture on campus with sustainability and, you know, like doing better about recycling or, you know, reducing fossil fuel emissions, however, on our own part, and then encouraging others to do so. Like if you see someone throwing away a plastic bottle like in the trash can, be like, what are you doing? You know, there's like a recycling bin right over there, you know, things like that. I think that goes a long way. And then, you know, more people will get hooked on it. And then, you know, the whole campus will have a better culture regarding sustainability.
Yeah, I definitely think that culture, like changing culture, is a big way of helping with sustainability. Like one of the big things that I thought of were the reusable water bottles. Like you definitely see a lot of people walking around campus with water bottles with like stickers on them, and if you see that, you're like, oh, I want a water bottle with stickers on it. So then you go and get one, and then boom, you're sustainable.
Yeah, one time I lost my water bottle, I had a bunch of stickers on it, and I was devastated for like 2 weeks. Like I think I got it for like $10. I don't know why I was so upset about it, but I had like, it was bad.
I think the biggest takeaway I have from this like conversation here specifically is that I think a lot of people on campus are interested in being sustainable and try to do so in their personal lives, but most of us are unfamiliar of what the university is doing. We're not involved in sort of like a group level sustainability. We just kind of do it on our own. And I don't know if that's something that needs to be changed or... Yeah, I mean, if people are genuinely interested in it, of course, the more people contributing to solving these problems, the better.
Yeah, okay. I was just going to say, I definitely feel like some components of sustainability are really obvious and people will obviously do them, like recycle or use reusable water bottles. But there's more kind of, I guess, subtler ways to do it that people just aren't aware of. Mm-hmm. That I'm sure that they would be glad to help, but they just aren't aware of it.
Yeah, that's a good point, because of course there's like a bit of a debate about like the whole using straws things. But I mean, if you are able to not use straws and, you know, like it's not an issue for you to not use it. I've started like not using straws at restaurants. And I mean, that's like, it's kind of become like a routine for me that I just didn't realize before. And I've been using like straws for years, just being like, oh, well, I could have just like not used them because I have like the ability to. But like,
yeah,
things like that. I agree.
Cool. All right. Well, this has been an interview with some of my really good friends. And so you got to hear us kind of talk about sustainability and stuff. Throughout the semester, we're going to have all different kinds of interviews. We're going to be making some cool alterations to Green Talks, where we'll probably get to hear from some more students and learn even more about what's going on our campus. So thank you for tuning in. We're going to get back to music for the rest of the hour. And this has been Green Talks. Don't forget to keep it locked.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm. And, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to wrfl.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.